שלום לכל החברים והחברות.
Hello to all the friends in the world.
עכשיו חצי שעה.
We have now half an hour of studying the study of 10 Sefirot. We will breathe the surrounding lights that come out of the study of the tests, and we will look to come into the degree of the writers who wrote this great book, Bala Sulam, who interprets the Ari here. And now we will hear why we should participate full forcefully. Rav, this is what we need to do with all our force, to make effort from being unconsciousness, relatively, that we come to the lesson and then we remind, and outside of the lesson we don't remind so much, then we need to get a hold of these moments that this is within us as that the edge of the rope, and then to pull ourselves to the extent as we can, as much as closest as we can to revelation, and the more that this edge is revealed to us, a person needs to understand that this is the light that is revealed to him, as much as the Creator is revealed to him, and he has to respond. If he doesn't respond, then the light has to give him a double concealment, double darkness. So next time that this will happen, then a person will honor this calling. And that's how it goes every time. Meaning, the more a person disrespects the announcement that calls him and renews the connection with him, then from this disrespect, there are more blows in order to reveal the vessel of a person. Reader, yes, now we will have opportunity to reveal the kli of a person. Now we are reading in Study of Ten Sefirot in Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 15, and we are in Item number 4, Words of the Ari. Headline: direct light expands from above downward, and it almost separated from its place in order to descend to the low ones. For this reason, it is in complete Havaya, Havayot, plural for Havaya, and the letters are all separated. Item number 4. Know that there is yet another difference. Direct light was almost separated from its place in order to descend and bestow upon the lower ones. For this reason, their havayot, simple and full, are havayot with letters that are separated from one another. And we will move to item number 2 in inner light. It explains why it's almost being separated from its place. Item number 2. Because the direct light has a way of always expanding in phase 4 too, where it not for the screen that detained it there, it is said, is almost separated, because everything that is received in phase 4 is regarded as separated from the emanator because of the disparity of form in phase 4. So let's hear, what is it almost separated? Love. We don't have in our language the opportunity to reveal the measurements of the connection between the lights and the vessels, and that's how we speak, almost as separated, almost. This almost can be either that is revealed with respect to the kli, almost, that this is how it feels, and it can't give it any other measurement, or that we're speaking about the state of the vessels that can give a measurement to this, but because it's so little, and supposedly they need to do work from the beginning, then let's say almost it is in the oppositeness of form, according to the state, but he understands that is in the oppositeness of form. In our connection with the lights, there's all sorts of distances that could be distance and double concealment, which then you feel that you are in a double concealment, and you can be in double concealment that you don't even feel that you're under concealment. But just like a person in the street, it doesn't feel that he is in a concealment, that there is some kind of reality, forces operate on him, but he is inside of a system. He doesn't feel that he's in that. He lives his life. And then it is called a concealment. And then it's not called that it's almost separated. It's a complete separation. When we say almost separated, that he knows that he's separated, and he knows that there is something that from that he's separated. But from besides this knowing, blind knowing, there's nothing that he knows that he's separate. But still this connection is informative connection. It still gives a person the ability to start to remain conscious, to come back to consciousness. There's no other word for it. Reader, yes, so we are in item number 5, words of the Ari. The reflected light that departs from Malchut and rises upward is Elohim in a square. The letters rise and connect with each other until they come to their root. Item number 5. However, the reflected light is a square such as that. Aleph Lamed. Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud.
Shetamid
Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. Elohim. These letters are always connected, indicating that they rise and they are connected to each other until they connect with their root and emanator as they wish to depart from the lower ones. And we are going now to a small item number 3 in inner light that refers to square as that. Square means that the letters of the name, meaning the 5 faces in the screen of the vessel of Malchut, come and join and disappear in one another. The letters imply the 5 phases of the refinement of the screen. The degree of Keter appears first, being the Aleph of Elohim. When refined from phase 4 to phase 3, only the level of Chochmah appears, which is the Lamed, and the Keter disappears, clothes inside the level of Chokhmah, and they become Aleph Lamed. When refined to phase 2, only the degree of Bina appears, which is the Hay. Thus, the Lamed 2, which is Chokhmah, close inside Bina, and they become Aleph, Lamed Hay. When refined to phase 1, and only the level of Zerampin appears, which is the Yud, Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina clothes Zer Anpin, they become Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud. When refined completely to its root, which is the final Mem, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, and Zer Anpin disappear and join in that final Mem and become Elohim. So let's hear from Rav. What is Elohim? Elohim belongs to Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Because we study that to be equal to the Creator, to come close to Him, to reveal Him, we cannot do it in such a way that we use all these five vessels of ours, but a broken vessel. We need to remake it from the easy to the hard. That's why we work first on the vessels of bestowal, that the vessels of bestowal is our coarseness, 1, 2, and 3. One, two, in which we reveal the qualities of Keter, Chokhma, Binah, roots 1 and 2, and they match these letters. And there are more vessels, which are Zeran, Pi, and Malchut, which are vessels of the will to receive, which we need to correct it in order to bestow. And then we add to the letters of Ele, the letters Yud and Mem, and then we get the name of Elohim. Or Mi Ele. We study this, we explain this. Meaning, these are all measurements of corrections of the vessel, Tensfiot, that from the weakness of the screens of them, we cannot reach directly to this name, but only with corrections, first in infancy, then in the adulthood of this vessel. Reader, yes, and we go to the final item of this chapter, item number 6. There is headline. There is anterior and posterior in the vessels, but there is no anterior and posterior in the lights, but only expansion and departure, direct light and reflected light, because they are all internality. Item number 6. We should thoroughly understand the truth of the matter of anterior and posterior. In the lights, they are called expansion and departure, and they are called direct and reflected. In the vessels, they are called anterior and posterior, meaning in the light, there is no anterior and posterior, for it is all internality. And following item chapter 15, we go to inner observation. Inner observation. The headline, direct light and reflected light, containing 15 chapters that explain 13 kinds of tensfiot. So let's hear from Rav, what are these 13 kinds of tensfiot? Rav, yeah, he describes us this order from above downward, how it comes and develops in the creation. That in the beginning we have tensfiot, these are the four phases of direct light that are in Malchut Ein Sof. Malchut Ein Sof is divided to tensfiot, vessels of circles, and then after restriction and a screen to tensfiot of straightness, and then in this tensfiot of straightness we already have and participating with the lights, there are all different kinds. So what are we speaking about? We're speaking about the will to receive, that in connection with the light, he feels itself as close, as distant, as belongs to the right, to the left. He finds himself with all kind of ways with respect to the light. Just like now, I capture many things in this world, but how do I capture it? By will to receive, which is just a will to enjoy. He identifies all kinds of pleasures. And these I call, this is light, and this is sound, this is green, and this is strong, and so on. And for me, it it manifests in my vessel as not just emotional sensations, but he gives us here now 13 different acknowledges of the light in his reality. What is he saying? All in all, there are 13 different kinds of tense field. What is a tense field? This is my reality in the light. So there could be in 13 different ways. Reader, yes, so after we understood what are these 13 lights surrounding 13 different kinds of 10 sefirot. Let's read item number
one.
We must understand the difference between the 13 kinds of 10 sefirot that the Ari introduces in this part. Number one. There are 13 kinds of 10 sefirot, kachab tum, that we find here in the Ari's words, and we must know the differences between them. Number one, the 10 sefirot, kachab tum, of direct light that are brought here in chapter one. Number two, the 10 sefirot kachab tum of reflected light that are brought here in chapter two. Number three, the 10 sefirot called nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, that are brought here in chapter two. Number four, the 10 sefirot called root, soul, body, garment, hall, that are brought here, also in chapter 2. Number 5, the 10 sefirot, kachab tum, of equal level, that are brought here, chapter 3. Number 6, the 10 sefirot, kachab tum, that emerge one above the other, brought here in chapter 4. Number 7, called the 10 sefirot, kachab tum, that emerge one below the other, like the four parzufim, Abba, Ima, Zeran, Pin, and Nukba, brought here. Chapter 5. Let's hear from Rav about the 10 sefirot. Rav, what does that mean, 10 sefirot? 10 sefirot is a structure upon which we can say that it exists. If we say something that it exists, like an atom, like less than an atom, we know that there is particles of it, but let's say that less than an atom doesn't exist. Why? Less than an atom is just particles that are particles of the creation that are in every atom, but if they gathered inside the atom, then there are a number of internal parts. Yeah, that's it's in it, and a few particles that circle them, and all in all, this number of particles, this and against that, it determines the its character. This is an atom of iron, or atom of water, or what more is there? And then later they combine into molecules, and that's how it's made. Yeah, so the minimum discernment that we can say, this is a part that has something special, that is special from the other part, that's tense field. It can't be less than that, because there is ketel from the side of the Creator bestowal, and then chain down from it, and then it reaches Malchut. And it has to be like that 10, because one, Malchut has to be as a response to Ketel, have a special character with respect to it. Hence, we always speak about 10 as a foundation, a particle of the Bria, of the creation. Reader, yes, so we are in inner observation in item number one, and the eighth type of ten sefirot. Number eight. The ten sefirot kachabtum of the Rosh of Partsuf brought here in chapter 5. 9. The ten sefirot kachabtum of the toch of the Partsuf through the tabu called Chagat brought here in chapter 5.
Yud.
Number 10, the 10 sefirot of Kachab Tum of the Sof of the Partsuf from Tabur downward, brought here, chapter 7, called
Nehi.
Nehi.
Yud Aleph.
11, the 10 sefirot Kachab Tum called Four Worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, brought here in chapter 14.
Hamuvaot Kan, Yud Bet, Eser sefirot Kachab Tum, Shehen Daled Partsufin,
12, the 10 Sefirot Kachabtum that are four Patsufim, Abba, Ima, Ziranpin, and Nukva, called Abia of the world of Atzilut, brought here in chapter 15. 13, the 10 Sefirot Kachabtum called Inner Abia, inside each and every Partsuf from the Partsufim of Abiyah. The Rosh of each Partsuf is Keter from the Peh to the Chazé. It is Atzilut. From Chazé to Tabur, it is Bria. And from Tabur downward, it is Yetzirah and Asiya.
ומתבור ולמטה הוא יצירה ועשייה. נשמע מה זה עולמות אביה כעשר ספירות.
So here what are the words of אביה as ten ספירות. Rav, this is interesting how he distinguishes them as a very special one, but truly everything that comes as a discernment on its own is ten sefirot. The words of Abia, they emerge as a response of the shattering in the word of Nekudim. And these words of Abia, they came from one shattered Kli, so there is a remake of this vessel. There was one vessel of ten sefirot, which is called Zat of Nikudim, Rosh and Guf. And from that came the world of Atzilut as Rosh and the world of Abia as Guf. And also in the words of Nikudim, we discern Rosh Tov Soch, ten sefirot, and also in all these words, Yetzirah Bria Asiya, we also have the same discernment. Comes to the to its world is part on its own. Also, it counts as ten sefirot. We are in item number 2 in inner observation. There are 13 kinds of ten sefirot before us. These kinds all bear the same names and
coincide.
However, there are great differences between them, requiring prior knowledge to thoroughly grasp the distinction in each and every kind with its own reasoning and validation. Then we can examine in every place which kind of ten sefirot it refers to. Let's hear, Rav. You can receive a pleasure in this world without how it comes to you. That's why this world is very special. We can develop in it without knowing, also the knowing that it happens above it, the nature it pushes for development from the dinosaurs to men. We came to it. We didn't choose it. We didn't choose anything. We do we want to be like this or that? And also today there are people who deal with that, and there are people who accept what they received and they enjoy that. In the spiritual world, it's impossible. Spiritual world, to the extent that the person knows what is made, what the spiritual made of, that's that he himself, all the tense felt is inside our soul. Well, when I acknowledge all kind of things matters in that, when I see all these parts in me are playing their parts and circling, and to that extent I feel the spiritual world. Hence, without the acknowledgement of these things, I cannot sense them, I cannot experience the spiritual world. I understand that now for us, when we read about this, it's very dry, it's very distant, it's not understood, it's like what flavor is there in it. But the person that starts sensing these matters, he sees that within it, he opens this livelihood for himself. Horizons, but knowing that there are these kinds of things, these kinds, there are meat and fish and some trina, and he sees opportunities to fill himself up, specifically by acknowledging how to work with all these details. Hence, it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's so high and mysterious and distant, but on the other hand, it's necessary. So now we study how to come closer to it, and because these matters are dry for us and it's really repelling the person, there is no flavor in it. But little by little, when we start tasting them, feeling them, it will be very important to me. So I will see that accordingly I can enjoy, I can fill myself up. And then there will be a different approach. But for now, we must begin like this, dry, without any oil. So if we came out of this with more desire to see from the surrounding light from this lesson, we did ourselves for today. Thank you to all the friends. We will meet again next lesson.